When researchers announced they'd found significant risks associated with hormone replacement therapy, many women rushed to their doctors. But many others went to the internet. The search engine Google got 4 times as many hits on hormone replacement therapy in the first half of July as it did in the first half of June. But how good is the information online? NPR's Joanne Silberner found out.
The news about hormone replacement therapy came as no surprise to Terry Krikor of Laurel, Maryland.
There have been studies showing bits and pieces of this for the last probably 12 years.
Krikor started checking the internet for health advice in 1996, a couple of years after she hit menopause. She says without the net,
I think I would be left with listening to what the doctors say, listening to news reports, and reading news reports in newspapers.
But Krikor, who trained as a nurse, has noticed errors in media reports. And she says few doctors have time to sit down with patients for a long talk. So she goes to online chat groups, places where women discuss their experiences. And she goes to websites sponsored by interest groups and drug companies and the government. Can she believe everything she finds there? Of course not, says Dr. Tom Ferguson. He periodically conducts surveys that ask people about their experiences finding healthcare information on the internet.
We'll typically get a third to a half who will say that they have been significantly helped or they know of someone who's been significantly helped, and we'll typically get 2 to 3% who say that they've ever heard of anyone who's been harmed as a result of information they found online.
That puzzled him at first because he's seen a lot of bad information online. Unproven claims that this pricey herb or that expensive food supplement can safely do what hormone replacement therapy does. He thinks he knows why more people don't get hurt.
What people do is they use their heads, they use their brains. They don't make a decision based on any one website or any one bit of information they get just about anywhere, increasingly these days, including their own doctors. They want to get a second and a third and a fourth opinion. Our research suggests that when people go online looking for health information, they go to lots of health sites. They don't just rely on one.
He goes online to show how it's done.
Let me go to Google and put in Premarin and see what we get.
Now, Google is one of the most popular ways to search the web. Premarin is one of the most popular hormone replacements. The first 2 hits Ferguson gets are sites sponsored by organizations worried about horses and ponies. After all, Premarin comes from the urine of pregnant mares. Number 3 on Dr. Ferguson's check is Premarin.com, a website sponsored by the drug's manufacturer that includes an endorsement of hormone replacement therapy by singer Patti LaBelle.
Well, I think it's quite obvious that it's the drug company's point of view. I think the typical e-patient would realize, you know, they might well look at it, but they'd understand.
Pat Kite of Portland, Oregon understands. Sponsorship is the first thing she looks for when she goes to a website.
If somebody's trying to sell me something, I'm going to take that with a very large grain of salt and do additional homework before I believe them.
She wants to see scientific studies, not just testimonials, but long-term studies comparing one treatment to another or to a placebo. Terry Krikor looked at the entire online text of the Journal of the American Medical Association study showing the hazards of hormone therapy. It's written for doctors, but she says anyone can understand it.
And just go to the result. Look at the table. See how many women died of this, how many women died of this, how many women developed this, how many women developed that. That's very clear on the table. It doesn't take any medical knowledge at all.
Some other obvious sites may not be of much help. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, for example, punts the problem back to individual doctors. Krikor and Kite say learning about hormone replacement therapy on the internet takes work and time, but it can be done. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
Our website, npr.org, has more on this story, plus some links to some of the better medical information sites.